This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
When we were kids, there were guys in our lives who taught us lots of stuff.
Mine taught me how to go fishing on our boat if the sea wasn't rough.
They showed us how we could do our best and how to raise the bar.
They'd always be saying you're special and we believe that you're a star.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Hello, welcome to Free FM 89.0 on iDad Full Time Full On. My name is Isley and this is my dad, Frank.
Hi, Isley. How you doing?
Hi. Today we're going to be talking about Ayla Hutchinson, AJ Hackett, Colin Murdoch, and I can't read his handwriting.
You can't read my handwriting? Oh, right. Okay. And so that's the Vanuatu bungee jumping. Is that who we're going to be talking about?
I didn't say anything about bungee jumping.
Oh, you didn't say anything about bungee jumping. No, of course not. No, you just mentioned AJ Hackett, didn't you? And why are we going to talk about Ayla, AJ Hackett and Colin Murdoch?
Yeah, so are we going to go for our first break?
Not quite yet, because I think there's a couple of reasons. Why?
Oh, are you asking me a question?
I am asking you a question, yes. I mean, you don't have to tell us what they did, but why are we talking about those three people?
Because for school.
Your school. And why are you studying them at school?
Because for writing, we have to learn about inventors from New Zealand.
Inventors from New Zealand.
And write in reports about them.
So these are three inventors from New Zealand. Really neat to talk about them. Three. Wonderful. That's neat. And I tell you what, we haven't mentioned what the show's about.
It's about me and my dad.
Yes.
And we talk to each other.
Right, yes. And
about being a dad and daughter.
That's it, yeah.
Should we go for our first break?
Should we go for our first break? Are we going to have anything else? Do you want to tell the joke first?
Do you know when a joke is a dad joke?
How do I know when a joke is a dad joke? I don't know. Tell me, how do you know when a joke is a dad joke?
When the punching line is apparent.
Right. Okay. I think we do need to go for our first break. I think that's quite good. Where did you get that from?
YouTube.
You got it from YouTube, right. I think there's a lot of quite good things about YouTube, actually. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to go for our first break? Have you set up the tracks? Okay.
I don't know what song it is, though.
You don't know what song it is? Perhaps you'll tell us what the song is after we've finished. Go for
okay.
it.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
All the single ladies. 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 Now put your hands up in the club. Just broke up. I'm doing my own little thing. You decided to dip, and now you want a trip. But another brother noticed me. I'm up on him, you're up on me. Don't pay him any attention. Just crying my tears, take 3 good years. You can't be mad at me. Cause if you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Don't be mad at what you think. My dairy on dream, acting up, drinking my cup. I can care less what you think. I need no permission. Did I mention? Don't pay him any attention. Cause you had your turn, and now you're gonna learn what it really feels like to miss me. Cause if you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Don't be mad what you think. Oh,
one you want. If you don't, you'll be alone. And like the cruise, I'll be gone.
Yes, say, say, what was that one?
That's Single Ladies by Beyonce.
Single Ladies.
Yeah.
Single Ladies by Beyonce. Right. Good. Thanks very much for that. Thank you for setting that up. Now, so we're going to be talking about these three. Oh, well, you'd like to tell me about these three New Zealand inventors. And you learnt about this from school, and it's part of your project or your study at the moment. And the study is evolving technology. Is that correct? Is that right?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Do you want to tell us what you've learned about Ayla Hutchinson? Because I find this very, very interesting. Some a very young lady. Yeah. Tell us about Ayla Hutchinson.
So she invented the kindling cracker.
Is that kindling cracker?
How do you know?
I guessed. It's the spelling.
Kindling cracker.
Kindling cracker, yes. And what did the kindling cracker do?
It cuts wood safely so you don't cut your fingers.
Right.
And you don't have to use an axe. You can just use a hammer, I think.
Right, yes, okay. And tell me, why are you studying this particular one? Or what's so special about this? And why did she invent it?
She invented it because when she was 13, I think her mum cut her finger while she was cutting wood with an axe, but
yes.
Not too bad though. And
right.
she created it when she was 13.
Right.
And it gave her an idea of what she can do, of what gave her the idea to do the kindling cracker.
Right. Yeah, so kindling, of course, is that those little quite thin pieces of wood that you use on after you've got the fire going with your paper or twigs and stuff like that. And that's really neat, actually, because, yeah, I remember trying to chop up kindling with an axe, and it's just really easy to lose your fingers. So, and how old was Ayla when she invented this?
She was 13.
13. And I understand she's only about 20 at the moment. 20 now, is she?
27 now.
She's 27 now. And she's had quite she's had quite a bit of success with this. So there's a really innovative probably not high tech, but a piece of equipment that's so useful and, of course, answered a need, that because, as I said, I remember, and I'm sure millions of other people remember, very carefully trying to chop that kindling into small enough pieces. And so often it's, yeah. So that's really neat. Very good. So she was one of the Kiwi inventors that you've been studying. Where do you find out about Ayla?
I found her at school and we looked on Google.
Sorry, you found her at
school?
At school?
Yeah. And we looked at Google.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So you Googled her. And did your teacher give you the name to study, or were you looking for New Zealand inventors?
What's the question?
Did the teacher give you the names for people to study?
Yeah.
Oh, they did. Okay, so the teacher gave you some names. I think that's really neat that we're starting off with these new keywords. Now, there was another one too. There was three that you've studied at the moment. So we're doing a bit of a celebration of New Zealand inventiveness. What else? What's the next one you'd like to tell us about?
AJ Hackett.
AJ Hackett. Very famous A.J. Hackett. Tell us about A.J. Hackett.
He invented the bungee jump.
The bungee jump, yes. And do you know where he did his first bungee jump?
In Paris.
In Paris.
But he didn't know that he wasn't allowed to do it.
Okay.
You can watch it on YouTube, I think.
Watch it on?
YouTube.
YouTube, okay. So he actually did it off the Eiffel Tower, I think, didn't he?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and got into a lot of trouble doing it. And that's, of course, what often happens is that when you're inventing things or discovering things, it's not unusual to get into a bit of trouble or people to think, say, oh, what are you doing that for? Oh, what a waste of time. So, AJ Hackett, and now tell us about the bungee jumping. Have you ever, would you like to do a bungee jump?
Maybe if I'm attached.
If you're attached, definitely. I don't think I'd want to do it if I wasn't attached. Most of them, of course, are over water, I think, aren't they?
Some of them.
And of course, the bungee jumping has become a major tourist attraction. Personally, I can't imagine. I can't imagine jumping off a high bridge and into just suspended by elastic. I know that most people are safe, and I know, but I just can't imagine doing it. But in talking about this, AJ Hackett wasn't actually the one that invented it, was he?
No, it was the Vanuatu tribe.
The Vanuatu tribe. And tell us about the Vanuatu tribe. Can you tell us a little bit about them and what they were doing?
So I'll read off the paper. I mean, yep, nothing.
Yep.
So it says bucket list, zero travellers have had this on their bucket list.
Right. Okay. Yep.
Is that because?
I don't know. A lot of people, this has become a tourist attraction to go and watch, actually.
And zero have been here.
Zero has been there, is it? Really? I don't know.
It says that. Anyways.
Okay.
Bungee jumping originated on the island of Vanuatu.
Yes.
Vanuatu. This is a relatively unknown island in Polynesia. The sport we now know as bungee jumping comes from the Ngako. This people has lived here for centuries and has a rich culture, including jumping from a wooden tower as the ultimate sign of daring.
Daring, yes.
Darling.
Yeah. Daring.
Daring.
Daring, bravery.
Darling is what my dad calls my mum.
That's got an L in it, Esley. Yes, daring, daring meaning courage and stuff, yeah.
How was your day at work, darling? Oh, finished.
Now, about the bungee jumping?
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Few people know, but on Vanuatu, the original, but above all dangerous precursor,
yes.
To the bungee jump still takes place for centuries. The Ngako have jumped from wooden scaffolds with lianas around their ankles, and they land with their faces in the sand.
Yeah. Go on.
What does jumping in Vanuatu look like? The ritual sees young men jumping off of wooden structures with only two vines, which reach almost to the ground, tied to their ankles.
Yes.
It is associated with good health during the wet season, signifies their masculinity, and can be a rite of passage for boys.
Yes.
Though not all men participate, and those who don't are not considered weak or cowards. It is believed the ritual is actually based on the legend of a woman who tied vines to her ankles.
Oh, really?
And jumped out of a tree and survived.
Wow. So it started off with a woman. That's the legend. A woman doing it, yes.
Well, I'm so happy I'm a girl. Okay. I don't have to jump off a tree.
Yeah. So, but then the men took over. Oh, that's an interesting one. So they just jump out, and it's not elastic or anything, and it's not into water, is it?
No, I'm not finished yet.
Oh, you're not finished yet. Oh, sorry. Go on.
Hit the sand, which is...
The heads hit the sand.
I do not know. The papers all come out.
Okay.
So I do not know what page comes first or
okay.
something.
That's okay.
Hit the sand, which is loosened beforehand to minimize the impact. Once they've jumped, the audience cheers loudly and the party commences.
Ooh.
David Attenborough
Yes.
Brought fame to the ritual in 1950 with his BBC documentary about the land divers of Vanuatu.
That's right.
It is still practiced and has become a tourist attraction. Though it is regulated and no longer allowed to be filmed commercially, you can go and watch it on Pentecost Island in Vanuatu.
Right, yes.
To the northeast of Australia, it's quite gut-wrenching to experience.
Yeah. It would sort of be very
good. Would you do that for $1 million?
I don't think so. No, I don't. I think I'd have real. No, I don't think so.
Well, you can at least afford your hospital bill.
Yeah. That's if you survive. Because if you don't get the vine, if the vine's a little bit too long, it's not just your face that's going to touch the sand. It's going to be. Because it's quite high up, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll just put my arms first.
Yeah.
Like diving.
Yeah, it's quite high up. Just quite
high
up.
Whenever I try to dive, I end up doing a belly flop.
Oh, into the water.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then it really stings.
Yes, it does, because you're slapping on the water and you're hitting the water. You're not doing it in the water.
I thought the water was my friend.
Not necessarily.
I'm not Moana.
Yeah.
I guess I'm Maui.
Okay, right. So that's our second Kiwi inventor, A.J. Hackett. So he didn't actually invent the bungee jump, but he saw what was going on, and I think he's probably refined it, because I don't think he'd have a lot of people.
There's lots of different sites around the world.
Yep, there are.
But there's also one in Queensland or
yes.
Queenstown.
Yep.
You can go there.
Yeah. So, but I guess what A.J. Hackett did was he developed the idea, with people with elastic bands, of course. And, of course, he had to have the health and safety stuff, because in New Zealand we can't jump out of trees. Well, I suppose you can if you want to, but not on a commercial thing. You can't pay an organisation to jump out of trees, can you?
Sometimes I wonder.
Yes.
How you test out roller coasters and bungee jumps. Do you put like a fake mannequin or something?
How do you test out a roller coaster?
Yeah. A fake mannequin.
I don't know, possibly. That's how they can
no,
test.
No, you just hold on tight and hope for the best.
Yeah. I suppose you test out. Yeah, you've got to do quite a bit of maths, I think.
Oh, no, thank you.
To get the bungee jump right. Well, not you don't have to, but the people who design it have to. And they have to have a lot of health and safety stuff in.
So, should we go have our second break?
Yep. Have you got another track set up for us?
Yes. I don't know what it's called.
Right.
But I just asked Google to select a random song.
You asked Google
to select? With no swear words.
Okay, let's go for our second track. And then when we come back, we'll come back with our third Kiwi inventor.
Okay, ready?
Yep, ready. Go for it. Yes.
Oh.
Are we ready?
Whoopsie daisy.
Okay.
Three. Oh.
Three. Go on. Yep.
Three.
Two. One. It's all ready to go.
Three, two, one, go.
Here we are. Are we playing? Got it. Yes. There. Yes, that's it.
Silver screen and all it said goodbye. I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Though it's easy to pretend, I know you're not a fool. You should have known better than to cheat a friend. Wasted chance that I'd been given. So I'm never gonna dance again. The way I danced with you.
Yeah.
Hello.
Come on then, Leslie. Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
So who was that singing?
That was Careless Whisper by George Michael.
And that was a Google Random. Or Random Google. Right, good one. Now then, okay, so we've been talking about New Zealand inventors. We've spoken about two, quite innovative, very certainly innovative, but not high technology, which is an interesting one because when people think of inventing, they think, well, you've got to have lots of high technology and software and all that, blah, blah, blah. But
do you like the new music?
Oh, definitely.
Ever since we could stop using the old DVDs,
yes.
We don't have to listen to olden days music.
Oh, right. Let's just make a comment now because we started using tracks direct from the phone instead of coming through with my ancient CDs. Is that right, Esley? Yes? Okay, yeah. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. New Zealand inventors. Yeah. These inventors have not used high technology. It's been real simple, innovative stuff, but thinking, well, how can I improve?
So
what's
the next
happening?
Person we'll talk about
next one is
Colin Murdoch. We have to keep this short and sweet.
Colin Murdoch. Tell us about Colin Murdoch.
He invented the syringe, when he was 13, he saved the drowning man.
Go on.
And he was a pharmacist and a veterinarian and an inventor, and he invented lots of different things, but pardon me, the one that we're going to talk about is the syringe.
The syringe. So
when I talk fast, I feel to burp.
Okay, right, okay. So Colin Murdoch, he was a New Zealander. He invented lots of things. He saved a drowning man, did you say?
Oh, I just saw that on Google.
Okay, right. Oh, that's right. Well, when he was 13. Quite amazing man. So he invented the syringe.
Yeah.
What do we use syringes for?
To suck liquid into your mouth.
Oh, right. So that's the plunger where you...
Oh, okay.
Where we're getting the cough medicine or something out of the bottle and it's got to be 10 mils and go, and then we squeeze it into your mouth. But when I think of a syringe, I often think about injections. You know, the injections? So did he invent that syringe and the needle? Did you say he invented the disposable one?
Yeah.
Yeah? You're looking at something in the studio, aren't you?
I'm looking at the lava lamp.
Oh, lava lamp. There's a lava lamp in the studio.
It's so cool to watch.
That's really, really ancient.
Ooh, I should get one for Christmas.
You think so?
Yeah.
You can sit and watch them for hours and hours and hours and be hypnotised. The lava lamp. Okay, back to Colin Murdoch.
Yeah.
So he invented the syringe. Do you know anything else about Colin Murdoch?
That he went to St. Andrew's School.
St. Andrew's School. Esley is becoming mesmerised by the lava lamp. Yes?
Born in Christchurch.
He was born in Christchurch. Wake, shake your eyes. Yes, Esley. Okay. Colin Murdoch. Yep. And you say he invented lots of things.
Yeah.
Anything else that he invented?
Yeah.
Go on.
But I can't remember.
Can't recall it. But the syringe, of course, is a really, really important invention especially a disposable one. Because if you reuse a syringe from one person to the next, that can spread lots of diseases, of course, because you can be injecting somebody who's infected with something. So that's very good. Excellent. Isaiah, that's just about our show for today.
Okay, bye, guys.
Not quite. Okay. That is just about our show. Yes, you can say goodbye. Thanks very much for being with us.
Ka kite anō.
Ka kite anō. And thanks very much for being with us. Look forward to being back with you again next Saturday morning, 11:30 to midday. Hope you've enjoyed the show. And our Instagram, I haven't quite figured out what our Instagram's going to be yet, but I'm sure you'll see it a few hours or maybe even a day before the show. Enjoy yourself, enjoy your week, enjoy your kids.
Being a dad,
being a dad,
being a dad,
being a dad.
It takes time, give them time, being a dad.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.